Large amounts of mackerel have left Cornish shores recently to follow their prey of squid and crustaceans north. I spoke to Peter Brook from Arwenack Fisheries in Falmouth, who explains mackerel is now swimming into the arms of Iceland and the Faroe Islands. And Peter says he's seen a visible decrease in mackerel stocks.
One of our fishermen in particular does sort of specialise in catching mackerel, and his catch this year is way down below what he would normally expect. So, of course, they have to diversify to other things, but the point is the mackerel just aren't there.
Quotas set by the EU dictate the amount of fish that can be caught, which keeps fish stocks from disappearing. However, fishermen are opposing the MCS's decision to take mackerel off the menu. As ex-fisherman Lawrence Hartwell explains, mackerel caught in Cornwall only makes up a small amount of the total allowable catch for the UK.
Mackerel is caught in this part of the world almost exclusively by a single guy on a very small boat who is catching an incredibly small amount of fish. Might be a half a box, on a good day might be five or six boxes.
As Iceland isn't part of the EU, it can widen its net to the mackerel without restrictions, which affects Cornish fishermen's catch.
It's the decision by Iceland to extend the amount of mackerel that it's going to catch that's had a direct impact on the quota that's available for all the fishermen in this part of the North Atlantic. It's probably grieved the handline fishermen, because that amount of fish caught by all of the Cornish fishermen handline for mackerel wouldn't amount to one night's fishing from one of the bigger boats off Scotland or off Iceland.
Peter says the solution is to adjust quotas depending on how many fish there are in one region.
If a fisherman is up to his quota on one particular species, but he's still catching them, he has to throw them back in, whether they're dead or alive. What they should be allowed to do is bring in whatever it is they catch, and the whole quota go for the region rather than just individual fishermen. That way, he would know, usually from the marine biologist's data, whether you're overfishing or not.
With EU quotas limiting the amount of fish that can be caught, fish fans are being advised to buy from local and sustainable sources. Caitlin Hobbs for Falmouth Radio News.